Welcome to Wisdom Exchange TV. My name is Susanna Stevens, Chief Edge Optimizer for the Ignite Excellence Group of Initiatives. One of our initiatives is the Ignite Excellence Foundation, where we invest, inspire, and develop future leaders in emerging countries. With that spirit, we produce Wisdom Exchange TV, where we interview pioneers, trailblazers, leaders of many, all over Africa. Today, we're in Toronto, Canada, with a Ugandan business leader, Susan Wazy. Senior President Advisor of AGOA and Trade-Related Matters for Government of the Republic of Uganda. Now, you're also involved in several boards, which I would list a few of those at the beginning. Which one have you found has been the best investment to enhance your business experience?
Definitely be the best chair for Uganda. Has been enhanced because I have had good networking. It has empowered me. It has served me well in the area that I'm in. So definitely being a vice chair kind of a hotel owner. Because I'm passionate about business and then it sets goals for me. Because I look at myself a few years that I will just not be an owner of only a boutique hotel. I aspire on a big hotel, you know, so definitely being a vice chair has opened opportunities for me, and that's what has led me to be in the Africa Travel Association as the Uganda chapter. I have really benefited from being a vice chair of Uganda Hotel Owners.
You know, interesting enough, how long was it from the time you owned a hotel? Because that was your first hotel, correct?
Yeah.
So you did not own one before. You decided to purchase. You had a dream. You
had
realized
dream.
It. You put it out there. You ended up owning the hotel. How long did it take you from owning the hotel to get involved in the association?
It's a requirement that if you own a hotel, you should be a member of Uganda Hotel Owners. But I didn't. I remember until after about 4 years. And this, like I told you, was a male-dominated area. You know, the big hotel owners to this day are men. So I don't know if they love my communication skills, my robbing capacity, but someone proposed my name as a vice chair of Uganda Hotel Owners. And you're voted for. Voted for, and my first term ended, and my second term I was traveling. I was out of the country, and someone had stood for the position, but they called me. I was in London actually. They called me. He said, "We want you again. Can you agree to be a vice chair?" I said, "If you're happy with my service, I'll go on." It wasn't easy because there were people competing, and it was a man who was competing.
So what do you think about being the biggest advantage to you serving on the board of directors?
We managed during my time to get a waiver on taxes if you're building hotels because there weren't enough hotels in the country. So we lobbied government to give tax holidays to people who are establishing new hotels. Or those who are improving and renovating on hotels. That was a great success.
Now, that's from even a social perspective, that you're affecting the industry, changing the rules. Now, from you personally, because I'm on a board as well, and getting people involved in associations becoming more and more difficult, and running for boards, it can be challenging getting the right people to run for senior positions. So what advice could you provide to other businesswomen, or men for that matter, on why they should run for senior positions on boards?
One, if you are going to run for senior position on the board, the most important question is, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Are you doing it as a service or just to benefit you? And yes, it's true to do it for both purposes, but when you go in, make sure you're going to make a difference. And so my advice is, because it's challenging to get people, as you say, to join these associations, because the question that people ask, what is it need for me, being a member of that association, we get asked for that a lot of time, for people to pay membership, for people to attend meetings. They say, what is it in it for me? What am I gaining from being a member of that association? And like I told you, when we got to lobby government to get that tax holiday, then they felt it's important, because you had to get a letter from Uganda Hotel Owners Association to recommend you to the Ministry of Finance for that waiver for if you're building a hotel, to bring in, to get taxes off the building materials and things to furnish your hotel. So for people then, it was easy for them to attend meetings, to do associations. But then you have to make it sustainable. So you have to continue looking out for avenues that you can do to attract members to come to that association.
And you know, you bring up a really good point, and you're talking a lot about the ROI on the return on investment of being a member. And that's a pretty easy one that you have, because if you're a member, you get this tax rebate. And that's a pretty easy one to do, but a lot of associations don't have the ability to say, are not lobbying governments or anything along those lines. And it's a lot more difficult to say, this is what you get as an ROI if you're a part of our association. So your point is very valid too, that you have to continue looking for those avenues.
Yeah, and there are many. The networking, capacity building as an association to go to, not only to your government, but it's easier to approach funders or banks as a big entity than an individual. So you have to continue looking for those avenues, the networking, the capacity building, marketing. We market the hotels on the Uganda Hotel Owners website. Market your hotels at a subsidized subscription.
Now, at this point in your career, I'm going to move more to you, some career questions for you. What do you think the most significant impact you personally have made?
I get a lot of young people, starting with my own girls, my own three girls, to know that a woman can own a hotel. A woman create employment. A woman can achieve, because of my story. I get so many young people coming to me and say, I want to be like you.
Again, my name is Susanna Stevens, and I co-produce Wisdom Exchange TV alongside my husband, Michael K. Ginrich. We do travel all over Africa. We just happen to be in Toronto right now, interviewing pioneering women. If you know a woman we should interview, please email us at info@wisdomexchangetv.com. Also, please like our fan page, Wisdom Exchange TV, as we update there regularly, as well as our homepage. We syndicate blogs, so please, there's new information there, comment on the site. And lastly, I want to leave you with my words of wisdom. We talked a lot about participating in associations, and Susan gave us some really good insight to the value to participate in an association, not only for your personal capacity building, but also you can make a difference to the policies in your country and in your industry. So if you haven't participated yet, you do not know what you're missing. I recommend you try it and be active participant. Thank you for joining us.